Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met last night in their first debate. And joining us this morning with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, okay, Dan. But giving a preview, I do believe the ABC moderators were not as good as CNN. They really let it get out of hand, and I think they showed their bias. But I believe Harris won the debate. I don't think there's any question about it. People seeing her, she was well prepared, and she held her own and certainly did better than Biden. And she got under Trump's skin, which I think was their intention.
So it sounds like she accomplished what she was looking to accomplish, and he did not, more or less, is what you're saying.
That's correct, because he was still talking about the 2020 election, and he wouldn't even admit the results. So I think that really hurt him, and especially hurt him amongst independents in the 9 swing states who have the Electoral College.
So you think she definitely did appeal to those people she was trying to reach out to?
Oh, I believe that very much. The question I have is abortion. Is abortion going to be a bigger issue in 2024 than the economy and the borders?
And do you think that there's going to be a second debate? That's a big question right now.
Well, the Harris people were quickly to jump on it after the debate. So I think the possibilities were better than they were 24 years ago. 24 hours ago, I mean.
Fair enough. Is there any kind of moment in the debate for you that really stood out for you?
When Harris got Trump's under his skin on the election, on his convictions, I think that really had an effect on independent voters. And if I could say one last thing, I advise people to get out and vote November 5th. Only 17% of the people voted in the primary last week.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely want to see more people voting. And do you think that this debate has changed the trajectory of the race significantly?
I think she'll get a big bounce.
And she also got a very big endorsement. People are talking about that. Taylor Swift. Think that could have any impact on the election?
I'm not a big pusher on endorsements, and people do what they do. But each voter takes their own vote seriously.
All righty. Well, and of course, we've got the vice presidential debate coming up. I believe it's October 1st.
Yeah, and that should be another interesting event for two people who have really not been in the national picture until their nominations as vice president.
And we'll certainly be watching for that, and we'll see if there's a second debate as well. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dave. See you later.
W8DD political analyst John Creed.